You know, a few weeks ago, we chatted with Sonia Lowe, the CEO of Sensei Ag, a new Lanai company focused on using high tech to improve farming. It's backed by billionaire Larry Ellison. But we were struck by Sonia Lowe's resume. You know, her parents were diplomats. She was raised living around the world and speaks seven languages. In addition to her Harvard business background and political science background, she studied at the London Culinary School as a pastry chef and manages to raise two young children while commuting to Lanai from the Bay Area. And did we mention she's also a third-degree black belt in Taekwondo? Lowe says when it comes to food, she's driven by taste, texture, and aroma thanks to her culinary background.
Well, if you ever met me in person, you would realize that I really do like my food. I'm 5'10". Which makes me an extraordinarily large South Korean woman, and I am not a size zero.
Okay.
So when I had the opportunity many years ago now, I had successfully sold a company, and I thought, wow, you know, I really am so exhausted by this process that I think I'm going to go and do something completely non-business oriented. So I went to culinary school, and I worked as a chef in London for 2 years, and I absolutely loved it. Oh my gosh. It was the hardest thing I've ever done because you're on your feet from, 5 o'clock in the morning until 11 p.m. at night, but I loved it. And it gave me such a respect. You know, London has these huge fruits and vegetable markets and meat markets and fish markets. And in the morning, I would set out on my Vespa and go and buy the ingredients for the day's worth of cooking. And I just absolutely love that.
And so that experience, though, comes full circle. I mean, you know, you prepare the food, right? You enjoy the food, and now you're working in this business.
I know.
So it's all come together.
And I really do approach everything that we do. Of course, you know, I have long experience in technology, but I love approaching things from the culinary perspective as well, which is, it may be the most nutritious vegetable in the world, but if it doesn't taste very good, then, you know, we're never going to sell it. So, you know, I always am focused on taste, texture, aroma as well, in sort of a more classic chefy way.
So do you have a backyard garden?
I am a black thumb. Isn't that terrible?
Okay.
I am somebody that literally I'm not allowed near the house plants.
Okay.
So, you know, you don't want me growing the plants. You want me preparing the plants after they're harvested.
Gotcha. Okay. And then where in your background does this come from? I mean, I don't know. Where did you grow up?
I grew up all over the world. My parents were diplomats. And my mother is a phenomenal cook. And, you know, I remember her feeding Korean food, especially the sort of great population divider, kimchi, to people all over the world. And people saying, oh, no, Korean food, kimchi, I can't eat that. You know, it's too garlicky, too spicy, too this. And then they would taste hers, and they would go, wow, this is amazing. You know, I never knew Korean food could taste like this. And so I grew up with this tradition of my mother being the cultural ambassador for Korean food around the world.
And so where were your parents stationed?
Oh, gosh, where weren't they stationed? So my dad's first posting was in the Middle East, and we lived in Tehran, of all places, and he covered most of the Middle East. And then we moved to Brazil, where he covered the kind of upper half of Latin America up through the Caribbean. And then we moved to Australia, where he covered that part of the South Pacific, then back to Korea, then back to Argentina, where he covered the lower half of Latin America. And then I came to the U.S. to go to boarding school.
Wow. But you're quite a woman of the world, though. That's really fascinating.
You know, you can pretty much take me anywhere. I can figure out how to order food, find a bathroom, and get us a hotel.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I see you speak seven languages. That's a very important skill to have.
It's an interesting life. You know, I think the children of diplomats either end up incredibly resilient and kind of able to do a lot of different things, or it breaks them, you know, because you have to move every 2 or 3 years to a different country, different culture, different language. You see this a lot with military families, right, and military kids who they're accustomed to living in Wiesbaden, Germany, or they go to South Korea, or they end up in six different states in the United States. And again, you end up with the families that do super well, and the kids end up being resourceful and capable, and can kind of, you can throw them into any situation and they'll do okay. And then you end up with the ones who are like, no, I am never traveling again, and you know, I hated it. As
I'm going to put roots down.
Traumatic childhood.
Yeah. So now, how old are your kids?
So they're really little. I have an almost 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay. It's so fun because, you know, you run into these powerful people in the market, and then, you know, they're the CEOs, and then they have their little kid with them, and they're just, like, totally powerless.
Yeah,
their kids
exactly.
Are in charge.
Yeah. I mean, my kids Zoom bomb every day because I don't have a door on my home office. I'm actually, like, tucked away into a mezzanine of our house, kind of like a balcony area. So, you know, I have no control over when they decide to come in and Zoom bomb.
Yes, but that's the best job you'll ever have.
It's so true. It's so true.
So you live in the Bay Area, then? You don't live on Lanai?
It's true. I do live in the Bay Area, and I travel to Lanai as frequently as I can.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to start traveling more frequently because of all the new build-out that we're doing there.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you chatting with us. Like I said, there's so many things I wanted to talk about. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And again, you should come out and see the farm and see how we're growing.
That was Sonia Lowe, CEO of Sensei Ag, located on the island of Lanai. Look for links on our website.